With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Searidge, Pirates pitching coach. He talked about Mitch Keller. What can he do to get the ship righted?
I believe he's going to be a top starter in the major leagues. There's just some things that he's learning, making mistakes over the middle of the plate.
Yeah, you can't do that in the major leagues. You can't do that really anywhere, making mistakes over the middle of the plate. Now, he's pitched two games, started two games for the Pirates. He's gone 7 innings total, 3 innings in one start, 4 innings in another, 17 hits in all, and 12 earned runs. That's not good. It's not good enough. He's settled down each time, though, which is kind of weird, right?
Like, right.
He comes out, and he has shown flashes, and that's crazy to say about a guy with like a 15-4 ERA or whatever it is. And he gets an opportunity tonight, Mitch Keller does, against the Detroit team, which it's at home. It's a team that's not great. It's a team that you think you can get through the lineup. Mitch Keller, though, short of throwing a no-hitter, probably won't be in the rotation the next time through. You're going to have Williams, you're going to have Lyles, you're going to have Musgrove, you're going to have Archer, and it seems like Brault has earned a spot or at least another turn in the rotation. So that has to weigh on somebody, I would think, that, hey, I'm here, it's one shot, but I think it can be played into a positive. Let it rip, let it go. I got nothing to lose. I need to show them what I'm all about.
Right, don't worry about the – not to say don't worry about the results, but –
Don't worry about the long-term ramifications.
Don't go out there with your knees knocking, worrying about how you're going to pull this off. Just go out and throw. And I know that's almost opposite of what Ray Searidge said the other day when he was talking about Keller. They want him to think about sequencing. They want him to do this. They want to make sure to set hitters up. I'm here to tell you, this isn't a Chris Archer thing. This is Mitch Keller, where you got to worry about what pitch he's going to throw and what count and to what side of the plate. And no, let Mitch Keller go out and throw.
I went somewhere last night, or yesterday, excuse me, and just after the show, and I was talking to two or three guys, and we're sitting around. We had just finished working out, and I talked to two or three guys, and they said, you know what, I listened to the show today, and over the weekend, I really, and we all just were having a conversation about this, and they said, I heard that stuff on Archer and Ray Searidge. And one guy said to me, he said, this is like the simplest problem that everybody's making into a big thing. Pirates pitchers are overcoached. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, they're just overcoached. He said, it doesn't take somebody who's coached at a high level. It doesn't take someone who is some brain surgeon. It doesn't take some sabermetrician or whatever. When you hear the stuff from everybody, you hear it from Searidge, you hear it from Hurdle, you hear it from the pitchers themselves, and then you hear it from the people who used to be here who are gone now, it's just pitching. It's not somebody who needs to have it laid down to them and be intricately involved in all the process. And I said to the guy, I said, well, tell me more about this. And he said, it's not the first time they've pitched. It's not like you're teaching them when they're 8. They've gotten to this point because they're successful. They're successful at it. And I don't understand why a hands-off approach can't be more successful. And that's what somebody was telling me yesterday.
I think there's something to that. I think there's something to, obviously you want to arm the pitcher and the catcher with some sort of knowledge about who they're going up against. That makes sense. But to a certain extent, you got to be a guy who believes in his stuff and is going to go out there and say, no, you know what? I got a great fastball. I'm going to fire it by you.
Right. Or Jim, somebody, and another guy chimed in the conversation. He was telling me, this should be about batter reports and about tendencies and less about, I'm going to tinker this and this and this with your mechanics and your rotation. Here's what the guy you're facing is about to do. You know what to do. Get him out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think which guy it was, and I can't remember, so it doesn't do any good. But there were guys like Tyone and Musgrove. They live and die by these charts and the tendencies and everything else, but they have the ability to take it in. But there are some other guys that they just really don't want to hear about it that much, that they just want to go. I mean, A.J. Burnett would have been
one
of those
guys.
When
we were sitting around talking about this, people said, like, and they're all guys that listen to our show, and they said, I can't believe that it's this in-depth and it's this deep.
Well, that's
it's
the paralysis just, well, by yeah. analysis.
Well, exactly. Think about what the biggest problem for Mitch Keller was in that debut start. He had to sit around all day, right? because it was the second half of a doubleheader.
Right. Yes.
And Kingham started the first game. And he sat around, and I'm sure he thought about it. And then I'm sure he tried not to think about it, but just thought about it some more. And then he thought about it some more. And then he finally got up on the mound, and he got blistered in that first inning.
He had nobody to hang out with because the guys he would have been hanging out with had a game.
And then the second start, he goes back to Indy, and he gets to think about it between starts at AAA and think about it some. No. You know what I tell Mitch Keller before tonight's start? Don't even think. Whatever
Diaz, get drunk before the game.
Whatever Diaz puts down, throw it.
Right.
Nuke Lelouch.
Let's just play.
Yes.
Just play. They don't just play enough. By the way, don't look now. Richard Rodriguez is clean in like seven of his last outings or something like that.
Oh, way to screw that up.
Did you know that? No, I'm just letting you know. He's back. He is back.
Okay, could be the epic ending I can see for now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.